mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we have two of the homeowners who are going to have their property bulldozed, not because a bridge or canal is being brought through their area up in Connecticut in their middle-class neighborhood, but because developers went to the city council and said, we want that property to build luxury condos and a bunch of other garbage. And so the city said, yes, if it can show it's an economic development, if it can show that it'll bring more jobs and more tax revenue, we can annihilate your property. You don't really owe it, own it. You can pay exorbitant property taxes on it, and then we can steal it whenever we want, and the same city that's going to steal it decides how much you get. So we got several guests coming up. I'm told Ron Paul may be giving us an update sometime during the next 2 hours today as well. But right now, let's get through more of your calls, and I'm going to plunge into all of these masses of important news. Right now, let's talk to Charles in Louisiana, then Rita, Tim, Paul, and others. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, people ought to be outraged today. I mean, my God, what else can, your property is the most important thing.
How much more obvious can it get?
Well, it can't.
Dr. Phil says that parents don't control their, don't have the word with their children. That the state owns your children.
Well, listen, Mr. Jones, let me say this. If people go along with this, they deserve what they get, sir. I'm saving all my cardboard boxes for my neighbors, like I told them last night in the meeting. I'm saving all my cardboard. They'll have a home. I'm saving cardboard where they'll be out to rain. I mean, these people here in Louisiana, I don't know what's wrong with these people. For 6 years, since I've been listening to this program, for 6 years I've been beating the sidewalks. Last night I was up to 4 o'clock making tapes. These people just don't have no fight in them. They're so cowardly. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, actually, have faith, my friend. Keep the faith. People are waking up. People are upset, but you're right. They're afraid.
Yes,
somehow,
sir,
they got it in their mind that it's bad to stand up.
You don't think I'm afraid? I'm an ex-convict doing this. I'm in police stations once a week. You don't think I'm afraid, Mr. Jones?
Well, a lot of the greatest leaders in history have been, quote, ex-convicts and so-called ne'er-do-wells, my friend.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you for what you're doing, but let me tell you some people from Louisiana, they're building a golf course down here. They're going to make a loop in Baton Rouge on the highway. There's going to be hundreds of homes lost. I already checked on this yesterday. Hundreds of homes.
But, sir, that's for a highway, which if they give somebody fair money, could be argued. We're talking about any time a developer wants your property, any time the Lord wants to kick the serfs off their land, it happens.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, people think it's doing, but look, people's got to wake up. We people's got to start going to the Capitol, and people's got to show their fury. All this aggression they're putting on us a little at a time. It's over, Mr. Jones. It's over. What are they going to do next? They already got their children. They already took their children and put them on Prozac. Now they're threatening their homes. If you wake up tomorrow and you got a home, you're lucky. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you really don't even own your home with property taxes. I mean, my property taxes go up 10% every year.
Yes, sir.
And that's the national average.
Well, they said last night they could bulldoze your home if you need for advancement, if they could prove it's for the economy. But it's all on the news. Everybody knows about it.
No, they're saying that if they can get more property taxes, building something else there, it's gone. And the same, let me say this again, the same locales that are doing this are going to pay you what they think it's worth.
Yes, sir.
So you got to love it.
Well, the people, if they don't stand up for this, they deserve it. They shouldn't write to you
or
nobody
else.
Well,
sir, Al-Qaeda is hiding in homes.
Yes, sir. And
they've got to bulldoze these houses or Al-Qaeda's going to get us.
And I'm asking people one more time, I'm begging them, get the tapes. Please give it to your neighbors and your family. Please. It's very, very vital.
Well, have the videos been waking people up?
Yeah, it's waking them up, but I can't get them to do nothing. They will in time, though. They will in time.
That's right. We're waking them up, but then they're not doing anything with the knowledge.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
William Von Winkle, joining us in about 20 minutes, said this: "I'm not going anywhere. I'm here," said Von Winkle, who owns three buildings on what remains of Smith Street. "I'm going to fight until they give up. They can do their little development around here with us here, or they can do no development and try to take it. Because until they stop trying to take my property by eminent domain, they will not build anything at Fort Trumbull. It's as simple as that. I don't know how they're going to get us out." Mr. Cristofaro, who's also coming on, agreed. "We're going to keep our homes the bitter end because what they've done is wrong. And they warned every citizen of New London and the nation at large that the court's ruling stripped them of their right to own property. It did not strip you." Again, the Supreme Court said black people were not human beings, and so they didn't have rights. They said Native Americans weren't human beings and didn't have rights. And we all know that's a fraud. If they said it today, if they said Germans weren't human beings today in America, would suddenly Germans not be human beings? "One of the most fundamental rights that a country was built upon has pretty much been obliterated," said Scott Sawyer, a lawyer who represented the homeowners. "Owning property doesn't seem to amount to much in the United States anymore. Certainly, none of us own our property anymore." Well, folks, they say that your property taxes will double in the next 8 years, and double again. And you know how time flies. I mean, 8 years is nothing. I mean, I have just huge property tax bill. And it's way more, it's so strange, it's way more than what I bought my house for just a few years ago. I couldn't sell my house for that. And if I don't, I'd have to go spend days challenging it to maybe get it whittled down a little bit, and some arbitrary judge board decides. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And all these illegal aliens all over this country, that's a big part of what's driving property tax up. Also just government greed. So you don't even really own your property. I mean, this is what feudalism was. You paid a yearly tax of around 25% of everything produced on that land. And you didn't own it. You were a tenant of it. Basically a sharecropper. And it's the same thing now. You know, you pay the government on average about 65% of everything you earn. And it's fiat currency to begin with. It's just control they're getting. And it's wrong. So those guests are coming up. Rita in Illinois. Rita, welcome. All right, Rita, you going to talk to us or are you gone? All right, Tim in Ohio, you're up next. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm ready to go.
Oh, go ahead.
A couple of things here that people need to research for themselves. They need to look at some of the legal maxims. I would suggest everyone find an unabridged copy of Black's Law Dictionary, the sixth edition.
No, that's Al-Qaeda. That's an Al-Qaeda manual.
What,
sir, I don't want to hear about the Bill of Rights or Constitution. It's like Henry Hyde said when Ron Paul brought it up. It's obsolete. Shut up! You don't own your property!
Doctrine of necessity.
The government loves you.
When you're in Goliath's court, Goliath rules. Something they can reach, because remember, when this country was being formed, they acquired land by what? War, by treaty, and by purchase. What you need to really investigate is land patents versus warranty deeds, because the Supreme Court has ruled that only a land patent is official true ownership.
I know, but
property.
I've seen cases where they disregard land patents and allodial title.
Yeah, that's what they throw in the doctrine of necessity. Yeah, they you're absolutely right. They do what they want, when they want, as long as it benefits them. And
yeah, you know, I'm tired of all these private lawyers, people that claim, you know, that they know all these skills, and I watch them get people in trouble over and over again. Frankly, it is true that statistically, pro se litigants are winning more cases than lawyers in America. But that's because there's just so many bad lawyers that don't even know what they're doing. Let me tell you how you win cases. You go get the lawyer that plays golf with the judge. Okay, when I want to win a case, I go get the lawyer that plays golf with the judge. I'm serious. Okay, that's how you win cases in America. Did you know that?
That's, yeah, when we had Scully hanging out with Dick Cheney, didn't we? Doing duck hunting right when his case was pending against the Supreme Court last year?
Yep.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, no, I'm telling you, this is a very corrupt system, folks. And you pick your venue, and you use their system, or you look at what George Gordon does. George Gordon has won a lot of cases, even at the Supreme Court. And George Gordon tells you, the court system's a total fraud, it's a total scam, it's totally criminal, it's Roman civil law, and he uses their own corrupt system because he admits it's totally corrupt, and he wins a lot of cases. But these other people, you know, look, they're in another phase now. We're out of the phase of where they had parallel legal systems and tried to hoodwink you into their system. They don't even care about that now, Tim.
Exactly. And I see them, too. They're really, really pushing setting the table for the microchipping with all of these missing and abducted kids this past few months and the increased identity.
The number of missing children is actually way down.
Oh, sure.
They create the precept. It's like up in Virginia.
They create the reality.
In Richmond, they're, you know, getting martial law because there's been less shootings than last year. But sorry, we're going to have they actually say martial law in the Associated Press.
Right. And yeah, you're right. Stats are down since the 1980s for missing and abducted
children. Since 1990, yeah. Do 1992. Do you remember last year, now 2 years ago, when Milwaukee tried to declare martial law?
Right.
It was in a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The mayor and others were being exposed for corruption. So the city manager came out and said, let's just declare martial law. Then they can't get us openly. They're so arrogant. In open council, they go, well, you know, we talked about martial law in closed session. Wouldn't that stop these investigations?
I saw that in one of your films. Was that in Police State 3 or was that in...
Yeah, that article's in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I mean, folks, I had guests on from the council. I mean, they openly just go, well, this will stop their corruption investigation. Can't we declare martial law? See, folks, that's what's going on behind closed doors. Now it's so normalized that it, look, when mayors call you civilians and themselves the authorities and the honorable, and people walk into the council and bow their heads and go, oh, gracious, I mean, this is how they are locally in Austin, gracious leader, please. I mean, how pathetic have we gotten?
You, that voice that reminded me of the Bush puppet in Martial Law.
I'm glad that
you haven't lost your sense of humor. That was pretty funny. I laughed. I must have watched that 100 times in a row when I first got it.
People ask me, you know, did I have that puppet? No, we're walking along. A lady's got a puppet. And I said, listen, just impromptu instantly, I said, you run the puppet. I'm going to talk.
That was pretty funny.
And we had one take, and yeah, it's in the movie.
And one final question that or comment or point that I'd like to make about all this is, you know, they say, well, we'll give this to this group of developers or to this corporation or to this and that. Because isn't Eli Lilly one of the companies that's trying to take hold of some of this land?
Sir, it's a whole bunch of different companies.
And how can we actually expect to generate some tax revenue when these developers and these corporations come in and get the big tax abatements to begin with? It's all
well, who's
part of their
the
lot.
Board of Eli Lilly that you mentioned? You know, George
Daddy Bush. Yeah, Daddy Bush.
Thanks for the call.
Bye, Alex.
Jim, great points. Let's talk to, let's go to Will in Virginia. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead, Will.
Hello.
Yes, Will.
Yeah, just a little short thing. A couple of years back, I called and they gave you the phrase neo-feudalism. And I tell you, if this ruling doesn't make it official, I don't know what would.
You gave me the term neo-feudalism?
Well, I called in. I hadn't heard it before I called in. I was about 2 years ago. I remember the day I called you.
Well, just so you know, I'll tell you when I take a phrase from somebody, I called it neo-feudalism probably 10 years ago.
Well, you're welcome. Well, I won't argue.
I'm welcome to use it.
I think it's right. I think it's apt.
I don't care who said it. It is neo-feudalism.
I think it's like inventing the wheel, really. It's just obvious.
I think everybody invented it, yeah, at the same time. It's like 12 guys invented radio on the same day.
Yeah. Anyway, I think... Really, it's official. I mean, it's just like the kings would give the lords rule over their lands, I guess. Now the federal government's give the local government rule over their lands.
Well, that's what the court said. It just said no. It's just up to your local constabulary, and they have the special voting machines in so they can keep their people in.
Yep.
And so they say 90%+ of you don't like it. 99% don't like it. 95% don't like toll roads, or 98% in Houston, 92% in Austin. I average and say 95. Just vote us out, and then the mayor actually laughs because he knows
yep.
There's nothing you can do. They got the voting machines in. They got cops with machine guns. They got armored vehicles. They got giant prisons. But again, the people are waking up, and when we just refuse to go along with it, their system's going to fall apart.
Yeah, I do have a few friends who are. Very non-political, but this is starting to wake them up. It's like, what in the world's going on now? and trying to catch them up.
Well, Will, thanks for the call. I appreciate your fine points. You know, I've got a T-shirt a listener sent me 5 years ago. He sent me two of them. Black T-shirt says Real Talk Radio on it. Because that's how I would always announce my show. This is Real Talk Radio, real issues of real significance. That was always my little tagline. And, then over the years I'm told, hey, that's not the name of your show, that's the name of another show. No, that's not the name of my show. This is Real Talk Radio, where we talk about real issues of real significance. And I coined, I've now had people tell me I didn't coin, heard somebody about a year ago say they coined the term propaganda placement. Well, I coined that. And frankly, again, it's never about who coins stuff or who says it first. It's just that when I say something first or I do something first, then it is annoying at a certain level. I mean, that's why I never talked about being the father of the 9/11 truth movement, which I am. But other people were declaring themselves that and then saying, as the founder, as the father, I tell you, Alex, you are bad. So, I mean, if you want to say that, you know, as if it has some authority in it, then fine. I mean, I will then, if you're going to put the mantle on, I'm going to take it away from you and put it where it belongs. Just an interesting little point there. But, you know, like the bumper sticker says, I've been there and I got the T-shirt to prove it. All right, I really need to shut up. I've been out of control lately, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I'm going to cover news when we get back. Clinton to stay at Bush Senior's Kennebunkport home. No, yes, because there's such a difference between the parties. Rush Limbaugh will save you from Clinton.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I'll tell you how you stop the type of stuff that's going on in New London. You go show how the developers gave money to the city council, guaranteed they broke different campaign finance laws. They always do. It's always selectively enforced. You make a big deal out of that. You show where city council members, I'm sure you can find one, it's always the same, has investments with those firms in real estate, and then you make a big deal out of it. And so, you know, that's what you do. You know, there's always many ways to skin a cat. And then if you're really mad about it, I mean, you hire a private investigator. You got to put money up in any fight. You got to choose your battles, too. But you hire a private investigator to follow them around, and you publish dirt on them. They want to steal your house. You're not getting justice. You're not getting justice through this system. Well, these people are crooks. They're always crooks. And so you need to get that corruption and lay it out for everybody. This isn't a game we're playing. This isn't tiddlywinks or backgammon or croquet. This is about life and death, folks. And, again, there's more ways than one to skin a cat or one of these possums, one of these evil possums. Clinton to stay at Bush Sr.'s Kennebunkport home. Republican mutterings over former President H.W. Bush's budding, it budded a long time ago back in the CIA, with one-time arch-rival Bill Clinton are growing. What started when President Bush put the two foes on the tsunami relief parade has some GOPers worried that the old man and the wife Barbara have fallen for Bubba. Oh, they fell a long time ago for Bubba when they recruited him into the intelligence agencies. And now this, Clinton staying at Bush's Kennebunkport main summer home during a book tour this month. Why care? Republicans fret that the ties might profit the Bushes to pull punches against Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton if she runs in 08. Folks, the New York Observer admits that Hillary and Rupert Murdoch are inseparable. It's totally staged. You know, Bush and Kerry are cousins. They vacationed together in the past. They're related on every side of their family. I mean, what does it take for you to know they're skull and bones brothers? No, it's real. And Hulk Hogan and Macho Man are real. The Undertaker and the New World Order wrestling team are real. It's all real. Yes. Former Assistant Secretary of Treasury under Reagan doubts official 9/11 story. Now another insider blowing the whistle. I'll get more into that later. Hagel, Senator Hagel, U.S. losing Iraq war. That's out of Newsmax. Congress mulls support for Saddam's terrorist Mujahideen. Critics blast anthrax vaccine test, experimental, to be tested on 100 children. Wonder if it'll be children grabbed by CPS when they're normally testing, you know, experimental drugs or pesticides on them. Former IRS CID Special Agent Joseph Bannister acquitted of tax fraud and conspiracy. I remember when I first interviewed Bannister, literally the first, on video. It's in my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. A great guy. A federal jury found former IRS Criminal Investigative Division Special Agent CPA Joseph Bannister not guilty of all counts alleging criminal tax fraud and conspiracy related to actions he took on behalf of a California business owner who had openly defied the IRS over several years of stopping withholding on all income and employment taxes from paychecks on his workers. And Bannister just defended him. He heard a talk show with D.B. Kidd on mainstream radio in California. And for 2 years he researched her. He said, that lady's a liar. I'm going to prove her a liar and we're going to get her and arrest her. And he went and he found out it was all true and worse. Offshore corporations, Federal Reserve's private, total scam, a receivership corporation. He got all the federal documents, couldn't believe it, took it to his officials and said, I'll have to resign if you can't disprove this. And they said, we want your resignation tomorrow. During the trial, the Department of Justice was unable to put forth any evidence that Bannister had either engaged in conspiracy or had acted unlawfully when he shared legal research with business owner Al Thompson concerning that he had no legal obligation to withhold taxes from his workers, or when he, Bannister, prepared corrected tax returns for Thompson claiming his taxable income was under U.S. law zero. And again, why is it zero? Because the corporations wrote this for themselves where they pay zero. Did you know that these offshore corps, like Enron and others, don't have to pay tax, their employees do? Did you know that? See, but that's all selectively done. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, clearly says an income tax is totally illegal. You know where you will find it, though? One of the planks of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. I'm not kidding. Go read it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
All right, Michael Cristofano, one of the business and homeowners in New London, Connecticut, where the government, local government, is trying to steal their property just for developers. Is going to be joining us. He got his time zones off. He called us last hour, which I understand that's easy to happen. And so he's scheduled next hour, but then William Von Winkle, who's really standing up, we're calling his cell phone and he's not answering. So what we're going to do is get Michael Cristofano, or one of these two, they should be on shortly. We're juggling that right now, so I'll just go back to calls here for a moment while we're getting that straightened out and then get into the big stack of news here. Great success last night, Alamo Drafthouse, fifth showing. The sixth and final showing will be next Monday, 8 o'clock, Alamo Drafthouse, beautiful cinema, brand new, South Lamar, in their biggest theater of the five screens they've got in that theater. Your own personal table, to eat and drink while you watch the film. A lot of great stuff on the menu, ice cream, you name it. I certainly enjoy that place a little too much, folks. I had a little too much fun last night. I'm on a diet. I can't be eating pizzas and ice cream. seriously, want to see you out there this Monday. This will be the last time I do it for a while. It's been a year and a half since the last time I showed a film, and I'm just so busy. We might do some rolling road show where we do it outdoors in the fall, where, you know, they've had other rolling road shows where thousands of people have showed up. They have a huge inflatable screen. We might do it downtown on the river. Just too hot right now. We might do it somewhere else. But next Monday, last time for quite a while, so go to InfoWars.com, link over to the Alamo Drafthouse website. Get your tickets. They're going fast, folks, going very fast. Aren't many left. About a quarter of the tickets were left last night. Okay, so who knows? And they usually hold about 10, 15 back at the door so that they don't overflow. So, you know, if you're the first people to line up Monday night, you know, right at showtime, because that always happens, you might be able to get a few tickets there. Or you can drive by right now if you live in Austin to South Lamar and get your tickets for next Monday. And, folks, we had people from Maui, Hawaii, a guy who works for the airlines who has a lot of extra frequent flyer miles. He flew down from New Jersey. Really great guy. So there are just so many great people that travel from far and wide to come here. And, I'm humbled. I'm flattered. If you want to find out why people like this film so much, why it's so powerful, why it's waking so many people up, if you want to learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp, then you really need to call toll-free to get Martial Law or any of my other films. Got huge discounts going right now. Be sure and ask about those. Upwards of 75% off on some of the films. So 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, see all 12 of my films, dozens of special reports, hundreds of my TV shows, hundreds of audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's ridiculous. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. A cup of coffee costs you $1.50 at, you know, a small or a tall, to use their doublespeak, at Starbucks. So, come on. You can afford it, and it makes what we do here possible. PrisonPlanet.tv or order via InfoWars.com. Hard copies. Let's go to Michael in Kentucky. How you doing there, sir?
Well, I'm all right. It's a little hot up here today, but, you know, that's just because we're not used to it yet. I guess.
Oh, don't whine about it. You know it's hotter down here.
Well, it's the dry heat, though.
The dry heat's
welcome
good.
Welcome to the soup of Kentucky, which is, yeah, whatever.
Have you been to Texas, Michael?
The sauna of Kentucky. No, I haven't been to Texas.
Okay, well, that is not an oxymoron. It's an urban legend. About 40% of the state is arid, desert.
Yeah.
The rest is like rolling plains or swampland.
Well, I've seen some beautiful pictures of like reservoirs with forest around them that looks just like around here.
Sir, like, we got tropical birds in some parts of Texas.
It's like a whole other country.
It is a whole other country, brother. Come on down.
I may have to. Well, Joe Bannister, I guess, has had some sort of at least a temporary victory with a court case. I was wondering if you've got that as an iron in your fire there, like you've got enough already. But
I don't know what's going on. I've had Bannister on many times. I have called his house in the last 6 months over and over again. I haven't heard him on talk radio.
Yeah.
I think Joe is just incredibly busy. And fighting his court case.
Yeah, well,
he's now won.
And yeah, he won a court case, so it's pretty. A lot of people are really kind of celebrating that, but you know, of course, it's probably going to be appealed and derailed. But I think it's all over the what's his name, Bob, the guy that did the hunger strike of We the People.
Yes,
it's on their webpage today, and several others. I think what really happened. You've had him on before. But Michael Rivera or whatever's got it on there, too. But
yeah, we got it on PrisonPlanet.com.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't got there yet today. But
well, it's not a good website. You don't want to visit it.
What?
Do not visit that site.
Why?
I'm using reverse psychology.
Oh.
PrisonPlanet.com. Okay. PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, I know.
That was a joke, Michael.
I'm with you on that now. I just the direction the economy is going with a lot of the added value stuff like manufacturing.
The economy's going wonderfully. The news told me so.
Well, I'm thinking this.
And we've got more freedoms now. The news said so.
This eminent domain thing, the only way they can go is to tear down stuff and rebuild it. That's going to stimulate the economy, right? So just to move.
Let me tell you why they're first and foremost doing this. They're a pack of criminal tyrants. They've always done this throughout history. But the main reason is this. They can't have the serfs with real currency. And so the money is a false fiat currency that can be devalued instantly and is being devalued.
Mm.
One of the last currencies are skills.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to need a dentist. You're always going to need farmers until it's all big agribusiness. You're always going to need computer programmers. So skills are one currency, but they try to undercut that with slave wages from third world countries. And then property. Property is the ultimate form of currency and the generator of all wealth. And so they cannot have, a 10% national increase is higher in some areas, and obviously lower. National average 10-point-something% increase every year in property tax. What is it, 10.3? That was for 94. If that isn't enough to run us off the property as serf tenants, neo-serfs, then this will do it, brother.
Well, maybe the people, the homeless folks beside the road, instead of, having cardboard signs that say, homeless vet, God bless, maybe they should have cardboards, get a little more creative and have the little cardboard sign that says, we'll work for more money than illegal aliens.
Ah.
Wouldn't that work? I mean, it'll make people think, too.
We'll work for less money than illegal aliens.
No. Well, then why would you be standing there? You could probably find all kinds of work if you'd work for less than illegal aliens. But if you want a living wage, you're going to be standing on the side of the road for
a long
time.
Well, here's the deal. Yeah, if you live in the system, you cannot survive. Most people can't. But if you live 150-something to one house with everybody having whooping cough, as the Statesman had reported 2 days ago, then, it's just wonderful.
drug-resistant whatever. Drug-resistant.
Hey, 7,000 cases of leprosy. That's freedom, sir.
Ooh, hey, yeah, we're turned into a leprosy.
We used to have like 5-10 cases a year on average. That was in the CDC report. Now 7,000. Man, that's wonderful, isn't it? Leprosy, man.
Great stuff.
Globalism, I like it.
Yeah, free trade. It's great. It's fair.
Leprosy, baby.
It's going to stimulate the economy.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Good to hear from you, sir. Very evil Al-Qaeda-ish person calling in. I mean, he's for freedom. He's evil. All right, let's talk to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, Mark.
I have a question. I wasn't able to get in yesterday. I was wondering what the banking institute's position on this is, with the way things are today. It's not uncommon for people to have their houses mortgaged for more than their actual value. So if they came in and say, I had a $200,000 house and it was mortgaged at $250,000 and I've only been in it for 3 years, I mean, how do they plan on taking that?
They call that being upside down.
I mean, how can they do that? The bank is going to be up in arms. They're not going to let them take that property for less than what it's mortgaged for at that point.
Well, that's one of the rare cases, but let me just tell you, we've been talking about this New London, Connecticut story for 2 years as it heated up. And I've actually interviewed some of the locals before who, by the way, are about to be on with us. And understand, all over the country, sir, the same cities or counties that grab property because developers want it to build, new houses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In case after case after case, they will give you less than market value, and then you've got to go appeal. And in most cases, you lose those appeals to the very city that is raping you. So this is like the person who is robbing your house of your computers and televisions and jewelry, and then you go into court, and the guy that did it is the judge.
So what you're saying is that you would still be responsible for the balance due at the bank after they paid you the small sum that they said, what it would be worth,
I wouldn't even say small sum. I mean, it generally it's a large sum, but it just means you probably won't get any equity. You'll be ripped off, whatever the amount of the, accrued or the payoff level of that note will probably be what you're paid.
Yeah.
And if it's not, the banks just write it off, sir.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thanks for the call. Good points. Listen, back when I literally was eating ramen noodle in a tiny one-room apartment battling cockroaches in college, I got credit cards sometimes every day, but usually once or twice a week in the mail. And I was smart enough to have one credit card, and I didn't get into debt. But I know just so many people that get these credit cards when they're in college or whatever, or poor. As soon as I made a little bit of money, as soon as I, in the prospectus, wouldn't be somebody who was apt to go into deep debt, I get a credit card in the mail every month, not every week or every day. Literally, folks, I'd open the mailbox sometimes, there'd be three cards in there. You know, instant qualification, call, turn it on. And now the only debt I have is, two cars and my house. And that's still a lot of debt. But compared to a lot of people, I mean, they're going into debt for big plasma screen TVs. You know, I got like an 8-year-old TV. They're going into debt for new furniture. I got about 7-year-old furniture. Just cheap stuff from the room store. Because I don't care about that stuff. I don't know. It's just really simple. All right, I'm perseverating. Let's go on to Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Good to talk to you today. I just wanted to say what a great job you did last week. I haven't had a chance to call in. I just wanted to say great job on Coast last Thursday.
Oh, Coast to Coast.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you and Mr. Griffin won that hands down. And I just wanted to also thank George Norrie for having you on. And, you know, I agree with something you said. I guess it was 2 or 3 days ago. You had made the comment that you were pretty certain that Mr. Norrie knows what's going on. And I tend to agree with that.
Well, I'm more than pretty certain. I've been in studio with him for 4 hours.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's about all I had. I just wanted to say great job.
Well, I appreciate the call. Yeah, George Norrie, thank you. You know, George Norrie is in such a powerful position that he has to be very careful. George does a show that, you know, a lot of it is about entertainment and interesting things and strange things. That's very popular. He does a lot of that. But he has taken the program in a massive new direction and in a good direction. I mean, you know, whereas in the past you might hear one guest about the New World Order out of maybe 20 people, 20 guests. Now it's like one guest out of three. I just can't complain about that. I mean, how do I complain? People complain, you know, hey, Alex is on Coast to Coast. That's evil. You know, how dare him? Folks, I mean, they don't tell me what I can or can't say. They did check me out, though. They made sure that, you know, I document what I say. I prove what, you know, I demonstrate what I talk about. George will say, what's your documentation on that? You know, right, you know, when I'm talking about something, and I appreciate that. And I post what I'm going to talk about up on the website every time I go on. But they've never told me what to say, what I can do. I mean, that's amazing. Before I went on Good Morning America, they did. And, of course, I said whatever I wanted to, and they cut the interview a little bit short. But, I mean, how can I complain about going on 500-and-something radio stations and saying whatever I want? That is just positive. No, there's no other way to cut it or slice it. And George's show is exploding in popularity, and he's really building the show, back up after it, before he came along, before it had some declines, because of, you know, people being out and stuff. I can only commend him. You know, let's encourage him in the direction he's going, not be a bunch of peckerwoods and jump on him for not doing everything the way we want him to. Tell you what, I'm going to hold off on calls because now, again, what happened is with our guests, they got their time zone scrambled. And so Michael Cristofaro is coming on in about 10 minutes, and so is William Von Winkle. And they're in this a couple of different AP articles and other local articles saying that they're not giving their property up. They don't care. They're staying. They don't care what these crooks are doing. And so I just can't wait to have these individuals on. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back after this break. Like, I'm going to do it right now. We got a minute or two, minute and a half to be exact, and go over some more of this news. We have a former Assistant Secretary of Treasury under Reagan doubts official 9/11 story, claims neocon agenda is as insane as Hitler and Nazi Party when they invaded Russia in the dead of winter. A former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under President Reagan stepped back into the political spotlight this week. Well, he's been in the political spotlight. Szymanski, I mean, he writes articles, expressing doubt about the official 9/11 story and claiming if they lied to us about Ruby Ridge, Waco, and weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, why should we believe them now? Paul Craig Roberts, listed by Who's Who of America as one of the top 1,000 most influential political thinkers in the world, has evolved over the years into a major Bush basher as well as a neocon critic. Roberts said he hasn't changed his political ideology or jumped from the Republican conservative ship, but just can't respect the party leadership who doesn't respect the truth and who are out-Clintoning Clinton, I would add. I'm in the same boat, folks. He is another in a long list of Republican faithful, including top-ranking government and military officials who have left or been pushed out of Washington since Bush's neocon followers continue demonstrating a lack of desire and patience to compromise, even with conservatives refusing to toe the neocon line. And he went on to express doubt about the government's official version of 9/11, but deferring detailed criticism to the experts. Roberts' concerns come on the heels of recent criticism leveled by Morgan Reynolds, a former chief economist in Bush's first administration. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Senator Hagel says the United States is losing the Iraq war. Well, let's look at that statement in context. We have a private corrupt corporation, the District of Columbia, and its allied crime syndicates that have seized control of our government and are feeding our men and women into a meat grinder of radiation. And that's not going well. The U.S. isn't losing anything. the U.S. is just a step closer of getting out of the quagmire. Congress is mulling support for Saddam's terrorist Mujahideen. They've used them to destabilize Iraq with bombings, and now they'll do the same in Iran. And that's come out. Congress has been examining the prospect of granting U.S. support to an Iranian opposition group on the State Department's terrorist list. Congressional sources said several key House and Senate members have been discussing the removal of the Mujahideen, called Qual, or M-E-K, from the State Department's list of terrorist groups. This classic New World Order activity. Hagel says the U.S. is losing the war, back to that article, in demonstrating and in demoralizing comments that have drawn surprising little fire from his fellow Republicans. Oh, look, Newsmax is very upset about this. Senator Chuck Hagel, who's a Bilderberger, by the way, is claiming that the U.S. is actually losing the war in Iraq. Really? The reality is that we're losing in Iraq, Hagel told U.S. News and World Report earlier this week. Things aren't getting better, they're getting worse. Well, yeah, the numbers of dead, everything's getting worse. The Nebraska Republican blaming the Bush administration, saying a more positive assessment of Vice President Dick Cheney's earlier in the month showed that the White House is completely disconnected from reality. Well, no, the White House says they make reality, which, yeah, they're totally delusional. It's like they just making it up as they go along. Oh, really? Hagel added, if things don't start to turn around in the next 6 months, then it may be too late predicting that Congress should urge President Bush to cut and run at that point. The top Republicans' comments have been quoted in two reports on Al Jazeera since Monday. Hagel's remarks, however, should come as news to Al-Qaeda Iraqi operations chief Abu Masab al-Zawahiri, who is now admittedly CIA, who has completely and repeatedly in recent months that the U.S. has his forces on the ropes. Huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got us on the ropes, Al-Qaeda says. I remember Saddam's going on TV. I don't work with Al-Qaeda. I attack Al-Qaeda. I hate them. You fund them. The destabilized countries. No, it's on the record. I fight them. Then suddenly Bin Laden releases a statement. No, I'm with Saddam. I work with him. Yes, yes, it's true. I mean, just what? It's like on the eve of war, we had Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, the time Secretary of State, Powell, up in front of the Senate. And he's going, well, there's a new tape on Al Jazeera airing right now where Bin Laden says he works for Saddam. And staffers all run out of the office, and they make phone calls, and the news breaks in and is going, well, there's actually no report. And then they come and whisper in his ear, and he goes, oh, I'm told it'll be on within the next few hours. And, ah, yes, the Bin Laden tape, agreeing with him. See, Al-Qaeda agrees with me. They don't work for us, though, no. Even though it's admitted we created them and funded them and used them against the Serbs and against Gaddafi and against the Russians and against everyone else until the late 1990s, even though we fly them out to safety, we're not with them. They just do everything we want them to. It's so transparent. So now the supposed leader of Al-Qaeda, the number two man who's been killed four times and captured four or five times, injured five or six times, why, he says, yes, we're losing. The Americans are winning. It's as if he was really an enemy, he'd say that, even if it was true. It's just, a two-year-old could figure this out. Third hour, your calls, a massive news we haven't even gotten to yet, and some of these homeowners facing demolition.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.